Kumal Venkata Subramanian. For the last 20 years, devotees of Arunachal Ashrama, New York and Nova Scotia have greatly benefited from the unstoppable and irrepressible enthusiasm of Sri Kumal Venkata Subramanian, or Kumal Mama, as he was called by most of the devotees. In Milwaukee, Wisconsin, on Tuesday, December 4th, he breathed his last at the age of 96. In 1940, at the age of 18, Kumal had his first darshan of Bhagavan Sri Ramana Maharshi. He was then serving in the Indian Air Force, undergoing aviation training, when the battalion chief told him there was a need to serve in the ongoing World War. He immediately volunteered and was given a week leave prior to active duty. His mother, Mother Rajamal, and Kumal circa 1940, Srimati Rajamal, a staunch devotee of Bhagavan, insisted that he should not proceed without the approval of Bhagavan. So, in January 1940, they both travelled to Thiruvannamalai. On the second day of their visit to the ashram, Rajamal told Bhagavan of Kumal's decision to join in the war and requested Bhagavan's blessings and permission. Bhagavan did not respond, but asked them both to please go take rest because they appeared tired. On the third day, after broaching the same subject with Bhagavan, he told mother and son to please do the Giri Pradakshina of Arunachala, which they immediately did. On the fourth day, they had to leave and went to take Bhagavan's blessings. Rajamal again mentioned about blessings and permission regarding her son's participation in the war. Bhagavan gave an effervescent smile and said, "Besha Panungo," of course, certainly do, basically giving Kumal an unreserved go-ahead. During the 1940s, Kumal Mama was able to visit the ashram on three more occasions. He closely observed Bhagavan, how he mixed with his animal friends and human devotees alike. In 1946, he was visiting the ashram when Sri Dorab showed several movies to Bhagavan in the dining hall. Thanks to these experiences and observations that were indelibly imprinted upon his heart, along with the abundant flow of grace he received from Bhagavan throughout his life, Kumal Mama never got tired of regaling devotees with his stories. Bhagavan was ever present with him throughout his long life, and there is little doubt that after leaving his body behind, it continues even now. The article, "Bhagavan's Ubiquitous Grace," published in the October 2004 edition of The Mountain Path, describes in detail Kumal Subramanian's experiences.